Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 11th of June 2024. Today's topic is One Body of Christ. Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 12 through 25. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 17. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. Verse 21. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Verse 25. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. The body metaphor describes the church as one body with many members not having the same role but interlinked as members of one another. Just as the human body has different parts with unique functions, the different members in the church also have different gifts freely given by God whereby they must serve and help one another. Romans chapter 12 verse 38. Our unique gifts are for mutual service and care. All members are baptized with one Spirit. They are interdependent, each needing the others. Those that seem to be weak are of utmost importance. In the body of Christ, there is no division and competition, but all its different parts have the same concern for one another. If one part of the body suffers pain, all the other parts suffer with it. And if one part is praised, all the other parts share in its joy. The Christian youths have their God-given gifts in them for usefulness in the body of Christ. So make use of yours. Only born-again youths belong to the body of Christ. Quote for the day. They are interdependent. The challenge for today is, you are saved to serve the body of Christ. Prayer. O God, help me to use my gifts. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, Visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.